Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And I'm Celine.
It's time for this month's Picture Dictionary. You guys should open up your A Plus magazines to Unit 10 now, because the pictures will make it easier to learn these new words.
又到每个月的图解单字时间啦，那我们一起打开杂志到第十课看图学单字哦。So, what kind of words are we going to introduce today?
Today we're talking about hotels. When was the last time you stayed in a hotel, Celine?
Last time was a few months ago. I stayed in a hotel and it was in Tainan.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice room with a big bathtub. I like it a lot. What about you, Pat?
I stayed in a nice hotel in Guam, Guangdao. It had a good pool, decent food, and the rooms were nice and big. It also had a view of the sea.
Wow, Guangdao, yeah. In today's picture dictionary, we'll look the English words for the things, people, and places that you'll find in a hotel.
Okay, so let's look at our first set of words.
How to get around a hotel. Lobby.
Lobby.
The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby.
The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby.
Wedding hall.
Wedding hall.
The couple is having their wedding dinner in the wedding hall.
The couple is having their wedding dinner in the wedding hall.
Front desk.
Front desk.
Please check into your hotel room at the front desk.
Please check into your hotel room at the front desk.
Bellhop.
Bellhop.
The woman asked the bellhop to carry her heavy bags.
The woman asked the bellhop to carry her heavy bags.
Maid.
Maid.
The maid cleaned the hotel room and gave us new towels.
The maid cleaned the hotel room and gave us new towels.
Spa.
Spa.
During family vacations, my mom always visits the spa to relax.
During family vacations,My mom always visits the spa to relax.
Our first word is the first place you go into when you enter a hotel. It's the lobby, L-O-B-B-Y, lobby.
Lobby 是什么呢？也就是我们进到 hotel 以后第一个到达的地方，那就是大厅啦。
The lobby is the entrance hall in a hotel. It's right inside the doors. The lobby is a big open space with places for people to sit. It's also the place where you can find stairs and elevators to take you to the other floors of the building. Other large buildings have lobbies too, especially big companies' offices.
只有在 hotel 里面有 lobby 吗？ No, no, no. 那种宽广的入口处，接待人的地方，我们就可以称它为 lobby 哦。所以像是有一些大公司也会有 lobby 这样的地方哦。
Let's put lobby in a sentence. The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby.
我们把 lobby 放在一个句子里。The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby, 意思就是饭店的员工，这个 employees 在大厅欢迎客人，也就是 greet guests.
Our next word is a place that not all hotels will have. It's actually two words, and those words are wedding hall. So wedding is W-E-D-D-I-N-G, wedding, and hall, H-A-L-L, wedding hall.
Wedding hall 有两个字 组成哦。Wedding 的意思就是婚礼， hall 的意思就是厅堂，所以 wedding hall 合起来就是婚宴会场的意思哦。 a lot of hotels in Taiwan have wedding halls.
Mm. A wedding hall, sometimes called a chapel, C-H-A-P-E-L, chapel, is an area in a hotel where they are allowed to hold big weddings, or just small weddings, or any weddings. This means that people can get married in the room. It will usually be big, beautifully decorated, so lots of people can fit inside and take pictures. There might even be enough room for tables to be set up so everyone can eat together.
有时候 wedding hall 会被称作 chapel, chapel 是小教堂的意思，那这可能跟西方文化中结婚通常是在教堂有点关系吧。
Here's our example. The couple is having their wedding dinner in the wedding hall.
嗯，这句话的意思呢，就是这对新人把他们的婚礼晚宴办在这个婚宴馆会场里。
When you stay at a hotel, one of the first things you have to do is check in. This means you tell the people at the hotel that you are here, and they can tell you which room to go to. The place you do all this is called the front desk. Front, F-R-O-N-T, desk, D-E-S-K, front desk.
Front desk is an important word in our situation here. 因为要在 front desk 做的事情很多嘛，像是进房就是 check in, 退房 check out, 还有询问很多事情都可以在这里哦。所以 front desk 就是中文里的柜台，特别指这种接待处的柜台哦。
As you can probably guess, the front desk is a desk at the front of a hotel. It's usually a long desk with at least two, and sometimes as many as seven or eight people working there. You can also check out at the front desk when you leave, and it's where you go to ask questions or report problems. Again, other places have front desks too, like office buildings or school buildings.
嗯 ,front desk 是不是很好猜啊？因为英文里啊，它就是在前面的桌子的意思啊，所以其他大厅啊，像是学校啊，然后公司都可能会设置 front desk 这样的地方哦。
Here's a sentence.Please check into your hotel room at the front desk.
嗯，这句话的意思呢，就是请在柜台办理入住手续。
So, you've checked in, and you need to take your heavy bags all the way to the 15th floor. That's no fun, right?
No.
No. Well, in many hotels, that's when you call a bellhop. B-E-L-L-H-O-P, bellhop.
That's a cute name, bellhop. Mm-hmm. 对啊，要把自己要把行李搬到十五楼，是要累死吗？所以这时候呢，我们就可以呼叫 bellhop. Is there a story behind the job title?
I guess because maybe they ring a bell to bring them in. Because a bellhop is a person who works in a hotel. In some countries, the word bellboy, B-E-L-L-B-O-Y, bellboy, is used instead of bellhop.So a bellhop is a worker who carries people's bags, helps with the elevator, and does other useful jobs for guests in a hotel.
嗯，原来 bellhop 指的就是在饭店做服务工作的人，像是门房啊，或者是侍者。那有些国家也会说是 bellboy， 他们可以帮你搬行李、按电梯等等的哦。
For example.The woman asked the bellhop to carry her heavy bags.
嗯，这句话的意思呢，就是这个女人请侍者帮她提沉重的行李。
Another person who works in a hotel is a maid, M-A-I-D, maid.
嗯 ，maid 呢就是侍女，女性的服务人员。在很久很久以前，嗯 ，maid 可以指大户人家的女仆哦。So what does a maid do in a hotel?
Well, a maid is a cleaner, so sometimes we also say house cleaning, H-O-U-S-E-C-L-E-A-N-I-N-G, house cleaning, or the cleaning service, so cleaning C-L-E-A-N-I-N-G, service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, cleaning service, and we use those words to talk about the people who clean. There are usually a lot of maids and cleaners at a hotel.They clean your room, make your bed, bring you new things for your bathroom, and all the other jobs like that.
哦，这么说来，我觉得 maid 在饭店里真的是很重要呢。 开心的妹子才会开心的打扫，然后你就会有干净的房间住，是不是？总之呢，这些清洁人员 maid 负责的服务就是刚刚所说的 housekeeping 客房服务，或是 cleaning service 清洁服务咯。
Okay, we could also use the word maid to talk about a cleaner or other worker who just works for one family and helps to clean their house, cook, and do other jobs. They are still found in many parts of the world, especially in rich people's houses.
没错，现在还有很多大户人家里还是有女仆这个职业，他们会协助打扫、煮菜等等困难的工作哦。
Let's put maid in a sentence.The maid cleaned the hotel room and gave us new towels.
这句话的意思呢，就是女服务员清扫饭店客房，并给我们新的毛巾。
The last of today's words is another place in a hotel, one of my favorite places. It's the spa, S-P-A, spa.
Spa, I love it too.
Right.
今天最后的一个字呢，就是 spa， 相信大家都听过这个字，那我们来看看这个字的意思是不是跟你想的一样哦。
A spa is a place where you can either get beauty treatment or enjoy other treatments that will relax your body. So this could be a massage, M-A-S-S-A-G-E, massage, or sitting in a hot, steamy sauna, S-A-U-N-A, sauna, or steam room. It could also mean getting the skin of your face or hands or feet cleaned properly by a professional.
SPA 呢就是一个你可以享受各种美容美体服务的地方，然后放松享受这些疗程哦。有可能会有这个 massage， 就是按摩。那 sauna 呢，或者是 steam room， 就是蒸汽浴的意思。总之呢，是一个让人很享受的地方哦。
Let's give you one last example sentence. During family vacations, my mom always visits the spa to relax.
这句话的意思呢，就是家族旅游的时候，我妈妈总是会去水疗馆放松一下。Okay, that's all of our words for today. So it's time to end the lesson.
Okay, so what is the nicest hotel you've ever stayed at, and why was it so good?
I think it's the hotel in Tainan I talked about in the beginning of the class.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very big or fancy, though. It's the cute and sweet kind.
Fair enough.
How about you, Pat?
Well, I stayed on an island called St. Lucia. This is in the Caribbean, and it was a big hotel, and it was what's called...all-inclusive, which means that you've paid for all the food and all the drink in advance. So when you go for lunch or dinner or breakfast, you just sit down. You don't have to pay extra.
Oh, that's good.
And if you want a drink by the pool, you just go and order it. You don't have to buy it. And there was a couple of pools. It was on the beach. Like, if you walked out of the restaurant, you were on the sand. So you took breakfast there with the waves coming in and seeing these crabs run around digging holes. It was just great. There was nothing wrong with that hotel. No way it could have been much better.
And remember, you love lying on the beach.
I do.
Enjoy the sun, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, 我们刚刚说到这个Pat 老师的最喜欢的这个 hotel 呢，它是在加勒比海的一个叫做 Saint Lucia，
yeah，
对，这个 hotel。那这里呢有个很特别的地方哦，就是呢它完全就是你一开始付了以后，接下来你就不用再带钱走来走去，你就可以坐下来点餐，坐下来点饮料，哇，超方便。然后呢，这个所有的游泳池都是在海滩上哦。有没有听起来很奢华？
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. But join us tomorrow for some more words about hotels. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
A-Fun 小聚会。
What are the pool hours?
What are the pool hours?
Hello， 我是 Joanne。夏天到了就会想去游泳吧，但是游泳池不一定都是24小时都开放，所以就会问说 ，What are the pool hours？What are the pool hours？
游泳池开放时间是几点到几点？你们一定会想问，那 pool 和 swimming pool 差别在哪？其实两个都是一样的意思，只是 pool 是比较口语的说法。刚刚句子中的 hour 就是小时，注意哦， hour 的 h 是不发音的。除了问游泳池的开放时间外，如果你们去一家餐厅，想问他们的营业时间 opening hours， 就可以用到同样的句型。What are the opening hours？ 像是 7-11 就是开24小时的， 7-11 is open 24 hours。 或是想问一家公司的办公时间 office hours， 也可以用到小聚会句型， What are the office hours？ 再来，如果你们去医院探病，想要询问探病的时间， visiting hours， 也可以套用进去，What are the visiting hours? 学了这么多句，也别忘了再复习一下今天的小聚会。What are the pool hours? 把今天的句子学起来，下次就不会错过可以游泳玩水的时间咯。我们下次见，拜拜。
What are the pool hours?
What are the pool hours?
哦，表姐你到了没？
到了是要用 arrive 还是 reach 啊？
虽然 arrive 和 reach 的确都有到达、抵达某个地方的意思哦，不过要注意，他们两个用法，也就是文法，还有强调的还是有差哦。像是 arrive， 它强调的是已经到达的状态。而因为它是个不及物的动词，所以后面常接介系词，然后再接地方哦。像是上次我去纽约玩的时候，一下飞机啊，马上打电话回家报平安，跟爸爸妈妈说 I arrived in New York at 2 o'clock。 或是啊，像是昨天有客人来我们家吃饭啊，虽然我很饿，但是我还是很乖啦，我还是等他们所有的人到齐才开动哦。We started dinner once all the guests arrived. 而虽然 reach 也有到达的意思，不过呢，它强调的是经过一番努力而好不容易到达这样子的意味哦。所以其实常常啊，在片尾不是会听到 reach a decision， 就是好不容易做出决定这样的意思。那因为 reach 是个及物动词，所以注意后面呢，我们可以直接接地点。所以如果有一天我要参加马拉松的话，我想 I would never reach the finish line， 我应该永远不会到达终点线，因为我是个运动白痴啊。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Arrive 是个不及物动词，因此后面常接介系词 in 或者是 at， 比较强调是用在已经到达的状态哦。Reach 却是强调经过一番过程才抵达的状况，是个及物动词，所以可以直接接地点。
How to get around a hotel? Lobby.
Lobby.
The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby.
The hotel employees greet guests in the lobby.
Wedding hall.
Wedding hall.
The couple is having their wedding dinner in the wedding hall.
The couple is having their wedding dinner in the wedding hall.
Front desk.
Front desk.
Please check into your hotel room at the front desk.
Please check into your hotel room at the front desk.
Bellhop.
Bellhop.
The woman asked the bellhop to carry her heavy bags.
The woman asked the bellhop to carry her heavy bags.
Maid.
Maid.
The maid cleaned the hotel room and gave us new towels.
The maid cleaned the hotel room and gave us new towels.
Spa.
Spa.
During family vacations,My mom always visits the spa to relax.
During family vacations, My mom always visits the spa to relax.